say? About you and your credentials. See, and if you knew that, that I will destroy the wisdom of the wise.
That's right.
And bring to naught.
That's right.
The understanding of the fruit.
That's right.
Listen, was it not many wise men? Not many noble of the nobility.
Right.
Let's say, are called. Why? Because Yahweh has chosen, see, the weak things of this world to confound the light.
That's right.
You see?
Put it down.
You get it? But if he shows you anything, for sure, that's the reason. You see, what you really know something. Now watch him again. The Jews out there walking around, he didn't appeal to the Sanhedrin Council. See, he didn't ask them for any credentials like the Apostle Paul had when he went out. He didn't ask them for nothing. And they sent the delegation out there to inquire. What say you got out there about it? What is harder than you do? They ain't telling you to go out there and do nothing. See? We deal and folks and raise the dead and all them kind of things. That's the way, you know, it's got to think of some way to corny. The Pharisees and the Sadducees, the scribes, be the smart boy. He's saying during that day, well, just let him alone. He's healing the sick and he's raising the dead and he's doing all this. You understand? He says, now, he got him on the cross and he says, now look, boy, I didn't come to call the righteous. Now that's why I didn't choose nobody to stand here and come. I had some
that was there.
Oh, I'm dead.
I did not come to call right, but dead unto repent.
All them different kind of things. But now here's where they fail at. They fail to look back there and see that there's none right. No, not a boy. Did you get my point?
Right.
Now they fail to see that.
Right. Yes, sir.
Now this is supposed to wind this thing up and make this long story real short. Now there isn't anybody on this earth. There is nobody. Walking around in nobody. See, that knows the purpose and how it's carried on.
That's right.
Except Yahweh himself.
That's the truth. That's right, man.
Yahweh works through you.
Mm-hmm.
He works through me.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You see, he works. Now, that's the only one way you can find that. Now, listen here. Every last one of them never digresses and deviates from that.
Not a one.
Comes on back here. Has adapted to the law and to the testimony. Yeah. Now here's why he got to do that. And he went on down there in the 5th chapter of John. And he prayed. And that Jesus said, Moses wrote of me. And if you had believed Moses,
mm-hmm.
you would have believed me.
Right.
For Moses wrote of me.
That's right.
You see? He was back there with Moses.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And now this is what the people say. They say,
thing that Joshua is, that was back there with Moses, is a type of Jesus. See? No, that was Jesus himself. So that was Joshua himself. See? This, it might jump up in your mind. Well, if that's true, how in the world could he disintegrate and get into genes and chromosomes, you see, and be conceived and born in the womb of that Virgin Mary and be born of him, be born of her? How can these things be? You see? Then you take the Bible and you read, finger right on it. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. See? And the Word was God. Look down at the 14th verse, said the Word was made flesh.
Okay.
He dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And it's gone right on.
That's right, right.
See? I didn't see that he was back there. Mm-hmm. And even the book said so.
Mm-hmm.
You see? John said in his epistles, said, our hands have handled. See? And don't need a thing. And then here's another thing I thought about when you got them. Now, there's so many of them are guilty of this. See, people out in the world, they call themselves Christians. See? And I have to say this most particularly about Jehovah's Witnesses. See? They don't want to hear nothing you got to say. I didn't come to be
ministered
unto.
That's right. Say,
now you look over there in Hebrews, say this.
Be not forgetful
to entertain angels.
Yes, sir.
Whereby some have entertained angels unaware.
That's right.
Yep.
That is true.
You see what I'm talking about?
Right.
Just like Abraham.
That's right.
Lot, you see, and I, you see, thou we say, I appeared unto them.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm talking about? You'd be very careful about that. How could you help somebody when you just say, make a parable out of it. Now here's a meat bone. And your dog out there.
Yeah.
See? Your dog is hungry. He wants something to eat just like you. But if you take that bone, which that dog would like to have, and you go out there and start to beat him all around over the house, all over the head, and say, now wait till I get this bone laid down, and you crawl back in that, and you start to beat him all over the head.
Okay.
Sorry. You see what I'm talking about? Don't make no difference how bad he wants that bone and how hungry he is. Even though he be your dog, and you got him chained up there, he's liable to bite you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You see what I mean? He's out to turn on you. Good boy. So now, the thing what we're going to do here in this school, we'd like to hear everybody's talk.
Yeah.
See, we'd like to get everybody to change. Now, there isn't anybody in this school, they have never been in school, 38 years old. And we have never had nobody, at no time, to come and sit down in this school. You see? Now, we never told nobody to leave their church.
Not a time.
What we've done, we've sent out of here and tried to force them to go out there. In the Baptist. I tried to talk to Jehovah's Witnesses down there the other night. You see? Big folk. They say, I don't believe what you think. See? Then they say, you think that you are one of the 144,000 of the earth class that's going to be caught up in heaven, that's going to go to heaven. Now that was just, that's foolish. That's right. Now that's just too stupid. See? Yeah. Then as I told you, Now they said Jesus would come in 1844. He said, but it's come. See, I light up in the time zone, you see. Then there come along Jehovah's Witnesses. 1940. Didn't show up. Now here's what I want to tell you. That growth you've been around with me for 38 years. Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah. No. Then I'll have it in both of you. See, I have been telling you folks what's going to happen. All over the world. See? For many, many years.
That's right.
Now, nothing I ever told you, see, about no prediction has ever failed.
Not a one of them.
Did that before?
Not a one of them.
It has never failed. But thank you, Dustin. Now look. If I had claimed to be right and always right, and I had failed in a prediction, I would at least go and sit down.
That's right.
And let somebody tell. You see what I'm talking about? I would at least do that much. And I would admit that I was wrong.
Yeah.
See, just like Jehovah's Witnesses that prophesied that Jesus was coming in 1914 and he didn't show up. Now I think they ought to go somewhere and sit down.
Yeah,
and
right.
Shut up.
That's right.
See, instead of walking around your face and telling you, you say a few old what you were talking about there, but then they didn't know what they were talking about.
Right.
Now there's these people here that they're advanced. Now this is what they say. They said the reason why they failed, they said that Jesus was just in the holy place in 1844, and he, instead of him coming back to earth, he was just entering into the most holy place in 1844. Now that's what they're teaching now. Now, the last year is worse than the first.
Right.
Your Bible teaches you in Hebrews that he entered on through the veil. See? And now he appears in the presence. And that, I want to know where that's at.
Right.
Of Yahweh. Making intercession for us. Right. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
After he shed his blood.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And that most holy place, Yahweh said, said he would dwell between, Leviticus 16:2 said he would dwell between the wings of the church.
Right.
Now, if he was just out here in this sanctuary until 1844, and he hadn't went in to the most holy place, then your faith would have been vain.
That's right.
And you still have faith in your
faith.
Time.
That's right.
I told you years
Let's say
that they were.
Okay.
Not only Cambodia, Laos,
that's right.
And Thailand.
That's right. That's right. That's it.
See?
Right.
Now, let me tell you this. Then we'll go. You want me to want money? Want to give you this? I'll open
it. That's right.
Now, a president is not. Was not supposed to have that much power.
Right.
You see?
Right.
Without consulting an endorsement, congressional endorsement, you understand?
That's right.
To move them troops and things about on the, you see? Without congressional approval and consultation. Now, since John F. Kennedy has been in there, you understand? You go back and look at the law.
Okay.
And I'm just amazed and stunned at them congressmen up there. You see? There are about 11 laws where Nixon can send them troops anywhere he wants to. And nobody up there in Congress can say anything about it.
Yeah. They're calling the conference to
see?
They
do anything he wants.
That's
right. And you got it wrought up in your constitutional law. Now that's how it happens. See? Now here's how it happens. You see, when John F. Kennedy, he lost the election.
That's right.
He didn't win.
No, sir, he didn't win.
You see, Nixon won.
Mm-hmm.
But Nixon was afraid to contest it.
Mm-hmm.
Then I told you that John F. Kennedy
right.
would be nominated, elected, and assassinated. Didn't I tell you?
Yes,
didn't I tell you that's what happened?
Yes, sir. 58.
All right, now look. You see, as soon as they put John F. Kennedy in there, see, everything was closed out. And every last one of them up there in Congress, except P.S. Salinger, was a Roman Catholic.
That's right, Don. Yes, sir.
And they tried to tie your governor.
Sure.
So the Pope of Rome.
That's right.
The ruler.
That's right.
And they put all that power in John F. Kennedy's name.
That's right.
See? And John F. Kennedy was just about as much Roman Catholic as I am.
That's right. The way.
And when he didn't do what they wanted him to do, they bumped him off.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right.
You see?
Right.
Now, here they are out there talking about what are they going to do when they're going to present a bill to Congress say, to keep the president from doing this, that, and the other. Because they don't know that those laws have been annexed.
Mm-hmm.
I brought them to school and read them to you.
There it is.
You see what I mean? No, you ain't got nothing to do about it. And that's how it's done. See, Cardinal Spellman. See? And John F. Kennedy's father. See, got the end of this thing over there in Geneva.
Yes, sir.
Switzerland.
That's right.
You see, at the Geneva Conference.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Fulbright wants to know, so that they can write it up in American history, how we got into the war.
Right.
How did we get involved? You know that DM in South Korea was a Roman Catholic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See? And they killed
him. Right.
See? And then they went on and had a fake election under Lyndon B. Johnson. You see, and Petruvian, now he's a Roman Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And 20% of the people in South Vietnam is Roman Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of them are Buddhist and Chinese.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See? Now what they want to do, see, they want to see the papacy has lost Russia.
Mm-hmm.
They've lost China.
Mm-hmm.
They've lost Czechoslovakia.
Mm-hmm.
They've lost Poland.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And they're trying to stop the tide.
What?
You understand?
What they're doing.
And they got you. over there.
Right.
You see? Through these tents. That you don't know how in the hell you got there.
Right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. You see?
That's right. That's the truth.
Over there shedding blood.
Right.
You understand? Got problems all over America.
That's right.
The young people.
Mm-hmm.
Over there shedding their blood. What for? Congress did not even know how to got in there.
That's right.
How they got involved. You see what I'm talking about? And they want to know so that they can put it in the records of the annals of the history of this country. Now, don't you start no stuff with me.
That's right.
You say, but every time anybody ever come up here and start any stuff, he has to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I let them read it like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done that, they got to go. Carry these books all around me. You don't argue with me.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And anytime I say something, you get that.
That's
right.
The way it is.
I don't expect you to break me.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Because never a man. In your lifetime, has ever come along and talk to you like I did.
Not a lot. That's right. That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
I throw my sleeve up and take it by my watch on my arm.
You will.
But day and her sleep on the day. When folks get John the 23rd and move over there.
Sure did.
You say? And they talk to me about the capitulation of kings, queens, and everything else. And I told them. Have I got to go?
Yes,
you've been right along with me. These people that have been around here a long time. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Now there's some of them that's just so smart. Hey, you just come back here and know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You see? I don't know who they're talking to.
Yes, the truth.
They think they're talking to me.
Right.
They think they're talking to old Henry C.
We would like as many ladies as possible to attend the monthly women's meeting at the home of Mrs. Evelyn Yates McGill at 2515 West 8th. Now this is for all the ladies in the class.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there will be a meeting for the state board of directors and the committee heads, the heads of all the committees, Sunday, May the 3rd at 5 p.m. at the home of Mr. Alfred Kellum. That's at 2028 and a half, Fifth Avenue. Classes are held Wednesday and Friday evenings from 8 to 10.
Today, he said, who is he? Who is he? Who is the father?
Okay.
Between him and them and God. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.